Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Serial Killer Podcast.
Yeah.
Today I'm joined in person
yeah.
by my boy, Juicy.
Some things never change.
It's been a while, dude. We've put off this podcast for much longer than either of us like to admit.
Right. Well, I'll admit it. I'll admit it.
It's been
almost
8 months.
Yeah.
More?
8 months.
It was January. Was it's the 10th month, so 9 months. That's crazy. Wow. So, we're procrastinators, but in good news, it's Halloween, and we got some Blue Heat Takis.
Yeah.
These are chlorine in a bag.
Terrible.
Make your mouth burn, but not in a good way.
Tastes like chlorine, pretty much. If you've ever accidentally opened your mouth in a pool, or purposefully, I don't judge, that's basically what it tastes like.
Yeah. Overall, it's a Taki, just worse. It's spilled all over the couch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to get it. I'm just sticking with my Cheez-Its.
Yep. What I hate is that there's blue dust on my fingers.
Right? Why is it blue?
I look like I killed a pixie.
How do you know pixies do have blue dust? You know?
Have you watched Onward?
They
have blue dust.
I have not watched Onward.
Man, rip, poor you.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm going to get another pillow.
All right.
But may I say.
Yeah.
That this place, this whole, like, your setup right now. It's been so long since I've been to Treek's house.
It's been a while. It's been a full year at least.
I mean, last time it was Halloween, actually. No,
right.
It's February. Your birthday.
You're right. Less than a year.
Less than a year.
All right, I'm opening up my Cheez-Its.
I'm already done.
And then we'll get in the podcast. Went to 7-Eleven. It was a fantastic bike ride.
Yeah.
I found out that we have many, many, many establishments that I didn't know about that have been developed since quarantine started. We have Hawthorne's Pizza. What else was there? There was some random beauty place.
Some random beauty place.
Booty place.
A booty place.
A booty place.
I wanted to grab a slice of that Hawthorne so badly.
Okay, I wanted to make you try pineapple pizza.
Never.
He says that, but it's going to happen.
I say for your 18th birthday.
Deal.
I just took the biggest gulp of that tea, too. Okay. So.
It's a burst of the laughter.
Yeah. You're lucky I didn't just spray this all over you.
Projectile vomits.
That's not what I said, but okay. I don't remember saying I'd projectile vomit on you, but
You didn't, but I did.
If you want me to.
Nah, I'm good.
Alright, I didn't make myself comfy yet whatsoever. I was like, alright, time to get situated, and nothing changed. Hold on. Alright.
Dude, so much has happened since we haven't done a podcast.
What do we talk about?
I don't know. I feel like we had so many ideas before this podcast started. Now we have nothing.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah, it is what happens.
What's your Christmas list, dude? That's the most important thing.
For me, I don't have anything yet.
Whoa.
Have you started?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Yeah.
Get a taco, man.
Okay. All right. Number one on my list is a hedgehog and or a cat.
Good choices.
And at first, my mom was like,
"No cat,
dude, no cat. We grabbing ourselves a hedge." And I was like, "All right, that's sick. I like hedges." And then she was like, "Hi, dog. I get no hedge. We grabbing ourselves a cat." And I was like,
"You need a cat, dude?
Yeah.
Yo, what type of cat?
No idea. I wrote specifically on the Christmas list, I do not want to pick it out. Surprise me.
Okay."
I want a fluffy one. That's what I want.
Do you know those cats that are really fluffy and have like the weird like spiky ears?
Yeah.
I love those cats. They're so cool.
The way you said that. You're like, I love those cats. Yeah, I love them. I love those cats.
We went trunk or treating. It was for up to five, fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
Yeah. So we were at least 4 years older than everybody else. We got so many comments.
Yeah. Especially from the people we know. No, none of the adults. Just
the none kids. Of the adults. All the adults would chill. They're like, can you on your own? We don't care.
Well, everybody that was our age was like,
what are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
Come on. If you're listening to this and you judge us.
I'm calling out Emma specifically.
What the freak, Emma? Yeah. Come on, man.
What the freak and frack?
What the freakity freak?
You do know it's fifth grade and under. And then who else said who else said it? Yeah.
You got this. Yeah, that person. That one. That's the one.
I'm trying so hard. I'm bad with names now. I'm so sorry.
I'm terrible. I'm even worse.
Oh, no. I'm going to say it.
I'm not even sure what
you're talking about. I'm going to feel terrible when I say it because I'm going to be like, no.
I have no pressure because I don't need to know names at Ridge.
No, you do. I'm held to the standard of knowing everyone. The salamander.
I haven't hosted, so I'm kind of off the hook.
Yeah, my salamander standard. I'm just gonna say salamander instead of standard.
Fair enough. Do it.
I'm held to the salamander that I.
This is gonna be so confusing.
That I.
Already confused me.
What is, dude? I'm so upset.
We'll come back to you.
We'll get back to it.
We're chilling on the couch. I got some pizza socks, dude. I haven't seen these socks in so long. Dude.
Sock buddies. Yo, sock buddies. That was so sick. Nobody saw that, but what we just did was awesome.
If you were there, you would have been like, whoa.
You would have been like, guys.
That's kind of cool.
That's sick.
That's pretty dope. So I watched the entire Harry Potter series, and I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
And it was a good rewatch. They're really good movies.
What's your favorite?
I love Prisoner in Azkaban, but my favorite is the fifth one.
I was just about to say that.
Like, the fifth one, I love it. I don't know why.
Prince.
Huh?
Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah. I love that one. One, because it's the opening scene.
Yeah.
It is the biggest vibe. Anytime he's in, like, the city or, like, his hometown.
Yeah.
The little cafe, dude, I love that cafe.
I love that. He's just sitting there, he's like, he sees that one waitress, and then she comes over, and he's like, hey, and she's
I
like,
I want a side
hey.
Movie about that.
Right? But, like, nothing. Well, obviously, he gets married, so.
Yeah, to Ginny.
To
Ginny?
Ginny. Ginny. Not Ginny. Yeah, Ginny. Pig.
I came out of nowhere. We talk about that?
Yeah. It was like him and Hermione had this whole thing, and you're like, nah, never mind. It's Hermione and Ron. And they're like, but what about Harry? Oh, of course he'll marry Ron's younger sister.
Yeah, because here's the thing. In the movies, she is, like, 2 until she's 20.
Yeah, she's like...
She goes from 2 years old...
I think in the fifth
really
one.
Short. Yeah, in the fifth one...
She was, like, 7.
In the fourth one, she was 7. In the fifth one, he's like...
they don't see your face, so just hearing the noises from your mouth out of context just makes that whole scene weirder.
It was weird, though.
It was weird.
I don't know, man.
A weird scene. He was like, wait.
Okay, it's he sees Ron, and he sees Hermione, and he looks past him.
Oh, yeah, he goes to Ron's house.
And then Ginny and like, turns around, and she's like, yeah. I did a head flip.
He did it like a little fake hair.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Like the.
Get the sound effects down.
Yeah. You keep talking. I'm gonna grab
something. You got this. It's so out of tune. Don't even
try. Oh, is it?
Yeah. He took a ukulele, strum it, and nothing came out. Not a single sound. Oh man. Take the banjo, give it a shot.
Sweet tune.
That brings up another topic.
I literally just cut my finger off. I'm gonna have to play this.
Let's talk about Cave Town.
Go ahead, dude.
Alright.
I'm gonna be playing Yesterday by Paul McCartney.
Well, he does that.
No, you just go on. If you hear it in the background, then.
Cave Town. Such a great guy. I'm doing the solo, by the way. Gail Bluff. Love this dude. So cool.
How many strings are on this? Like 25?
25 strings.
This is like an anti-bass.
All right, I'm talking about Cave Town. Let's listen to Caleb play some music. You can hear nothing. Bow.
Hold on.
Oh, this thing is falling apart.
So far away.
All right, here we go, guys.
You just killed my vibe, man.
No!
You were killed like that. Like,
Oh,
you
man.
Cut that bit out of the podcast.
Yeah, this entire bit's going.
Alright, this is where the bit picks up. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I said something wrong, and I long for yesterday. Okay,
alright. Sorry now. Oh.
Yeah, just do the snap for the transition. That's how we know. Jesus Christ. You learn. Dude, they have way too much candy.
What?
It's not okay.
I know. Dude.
It makes me want to vomit.
My brother and his friend. Oh, that's... Oh, okay. Bad news.
You inhaled?
I inhaled it. Oh, man.
You go get 2 glasses of water. I'll entertain them while you're gone.
I already have them.
You already do? That's a shot glass.
Bottoms up. We got some water. All right.
Hey, cheers.
Clink.
Clink.
Oh.
Oh, no. You are gross. That is. I smell that.
That wasn't even good.
No burps. Okay, can I just say something? Let me just say. I've had this conversation with you like 5 times. Can we normalize guys not burping? Like,
of course not.
Like, listen, I'm all for like, like guys being gross and stuff. But like, burping is just, it's not fun. I don't enjoy it. I've never burped in my life and been like, oh yeah, that was a nice burp, you know?
I mean, there's some burps that just like all around taste good. It sounds gross.
Oh my God.
It is gross. But like you burp and you're like, man, I must have eaten something good today.
No, No, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
I disagree, but...
I'm sorry, friend, but that...
I digress. Anyway.
Me too. Anyway, my opinions on burping are it's bad. Guys and girls should just learn how to burp with their mouth closed, as into just like that. You don't do it.
You look like a frog.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I mean, frogs are great. Frogs
frog
are amazing.
Is freaking dude. Hype.
Imagine jumping, like, really high. Oh, don't try it. Oh, you tried it. All right, you almost landed. You narrowly missed my cheese and peanut butter crackers. Little no.
You stepped on my crackers. Can you imagine if I did that? How much of a terrible person I'd be. The cheese and peanut butter crackers.
Speaking of those, I'm hungry now.
Oh my God.
So I'm dropping my Cheez-Its and picking up my.
I love how we still have gone nowhere. Isn't that the plan, though?
Yeah, the plan is just do nothing. For the comeback podcast, we made it extra special and did nothing.
Happy Halloween.
Good news, guys. What we are doing, we're adding several new segments to the podcast.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
I don't know what they're going to be.
Me neither.
We're going to find out. We might each eat cereal for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we might just have 30 minutes of us eating cereal. We're just stealing the idea of Wingo, Austin... And, Mikey.
Yeah, man. He has sweatpants hands.
I have sweatpants hands. Freak yeah, bro. That's
Let
my
me try that again.
It's my superhero.
He has sweatpants. What are you wearing? What? Okay. I'm confusing my brain.
I kind of want to change into these because these...
He's wearing sweatpants on his head. He has a sweatpants hat. That's what he has. If you could hear this, we'd be doing awkward thumbs up.
If you could hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it, Drake.
Honestly.
Where's my phone?
It's been 15 minutes?
Yeah. What have we done?
Nothing.
What were the segments we were... music.
All right. Music segment followed by Kit.
No, you start the music segment.
I want to start the music segment.
Well, no, here's the thing. Because we listen to kind of different music sometimes. We have the same general taste, though. But
here's the thing. Like, you found a song, and I'm like, oh, cool.
Yes, that's what I normally recommend. But I'm saying, like, if I start it, right, and then it's going to go to you, and it will be like, man, the first one was really good, and then this guy, I mean, he just kind of lowered the bar. So if you start it, then it's like we kind of increase from you to me, you know?
I don't know how to play the song, though.
You don't need to play it. You just need to recommend the song. Because if you play the song, then it doesn't encourage them to go listen to it themselves.
So this song, Caleb already knows.
Do I?
But it's Bouquet. I like that song.
I know this song.
Don't you, Bouquet? One of those talk rap songs. It's not rap. It's just like piano over.
I thought I pulled this off a lot better than I actually do.
He looked at himself.
The picture.
All right. So we'll post it on the Serial Killer Podcast Instagram.
That's a killer picture, dude.
Oh, man.
Yes! Yes!
I actually plan on editing this podcast. I don't know if it's going to be tonight, or if it's going to be tomorrow, or if it's going to be in a week, 2 weeks.
We could do it tonight.
We could do it tonight.
But yeah, you do your segment, like, recommended.
All right.
Song, Bouquet.
All right, so Bouquet. It's a nice song. The message is very clear. It's a chill little song that I can vibe to. It's kind of happy, kind of sad. So it's about this guy. This is a very literal take on it. It's about a guy. He has a bouquet of flowers, and he sees people that are feeling down, and he gives those flowers to them. It's a metaphor for him giving them parts of his soul. And it's kind of a neat song. I wouldn't say it's my favorite or anything, but it's I like it. I enjoyed it. Really chill song. There's a nice piano going over it.
Is it by?
I'm not sure. Just like a bouquet. And then show me it and I'll confirm. And we'll, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Get ready, guys. It's gonna be epic.
I don't know if you can hear it.
I've got this big old box with all of these flowers. Aren't they pretty? I'm walking for hours feeling witty. So I stumble upon you not having a good day. So I say, hey, just take one of my flowers. And you say thanks, and it brightens up your day, and you head on your way.
Big Hobo Johnson vibes, though.
It's like...
I hate that bit. The first bit's not good. It doesn't rhyme for the rest of it.
I'm sorry. I just...
No, finish it.
I will finish it. Good. But, like, immediately, I'm like...
Yeah, I don't like the first bit.
It's just... Okay.
Now I have one less flower, but that's okay, because I say that'll be okay. Just 7 pretty flowers all wrapped in a box. I wish they were limitless, but they're not. She sits in the corner crying, and I wipe her tears with a large sunflower, and she takes it and gets filled with joy, and I sink a little bit deeper, but that's fine, because I've still got some flowers left. I think some of them I should have kept. It's too late now because I'm helping other people, so that makes it okay. It's not too late. Another day, another flower. Are you okay? Another flower out of harm's way. Another day, another flower. 3, 2, 1 flowers left, and I'm running oh so low on the life.
I don't know how you said you could vibe to it.
I can't vibe to it. I just like it.
Like, you listen to it and you're like, okay.
The beat's all over the place, but it's I like the concept.
An all over the place song with a good concept. It sounds like it would be up my alley because I listen to a lot of stuff. But
all right, your turn. Time to up the bar.
Thank you. So, I've been down. I just listened to so much,
so much
different random music.
Insane.
This is a song that most people have heard because of TikTok, but it's kind of ruined because of TikTok. Because they used it. Well, I don't know. I heard it was on TikTok, but I don't use TikTok. So yeah. I have absolutely no idea what it was used for. I just heard it was kind of ruined by it.
Wait, what song?
But it's I'll play it. But I love it. I think it's a great song.
Okay.
Everything by this guy. Okay, so after the...
Dude, this... I love that song. It's an ad.
Yeah, it's the Home Depot cover.
Ooh.
This song is...
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
Russian song.
Yeah, Russian song.
I thought, yeah, it's a song. It's not ruined by it. I think it adds to the video.
Okay. You can't... I get...
Yeah, dude, wow. This is sick.
It gets even better. So we don't get copyrighted. I'm gonna end it there, but
all right. It's dope, man. Who's it by?
Merchant Dogma.
Of course, that guy. Check him out.
I love how hard I have to try to actually be excited. Like this tone of voice and this attitude is how I normally go through life.
Well, me too. I normally go through life silent as a butterfly.
Why is that analogy?
Like butterflies don't talk. That's the only reason.
You're right.
I also say float through life like a butterfly. So I'm just a butterfly. I'm not a social little butterfly. I'm a little butterfly.
Give me. Takis.
Alright, dude. Caleb's about to deep dive into the Takis. Chlorine Takis.
Oh, they don't smell good. Take a whiff. They just don't. They smell like...
They smell like normal Takis.
No, they don't. They smell like chemicals. Normal Takis smell like salsa.
I don't know why I'm getting so tired. What time is it? It's 11:24.
Well, we're fine. We'll probably only get it to like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to edit a bunch out.
Well, it's okay if it's...
Guys, we're going to do it. 40 minutes. 40-minute podcast. We do it in the morning, too. Yeah. We could... Cut it.
I don't want to do too. I like it when that's just... Because then we keep the same flow. Yeah, if it's a different day, it's a whole different flow.
I mean, we start high and then go down.
Well, we start high because you have to start an intro more.
Well, this podcast, we started terribly. I think the middle's good. I don't know about this. But this
specifically?
This area. I mean, like the... I love the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't remember why, but...
I don't remember why. But I do.
It's special, man.
It's a really special middle
part. I don't know what I can talk about. So over the summer, I made a JoJo series where I drew all of us and our stands and our requiems. And I wrote all the stories. And he did some of the ones for the time reset. So after Poochie resets the world, we somehow found a way with his requiem to get into a different dimension. It's going to make no sense.
Right, I was about to say.
If you don't watch JoJo's.
Well, if you haven't read 6 either. Like a very...
No spoilers, guys, but the world gets reset. I'm so sorry.
What the freak, dude? Alright. If you're not into JoJo's, you won't be. So, don't worry about it.
You're right. So, I did that. It took me so many hours. And we're not done because Caleb hasn't done the rest of the other ones.
Hey. In my eyes, I'm done. So,
not very encouraging.
So Koi was like, "All right, Tree, get all. Why would you? Why would you try?"
No, man, my voice. What's going on?
I wish you could see that. That was the dumbest thing you've
ever done. Trying to smoke a talkie.
I know.
And it hurts, man.
You put it up, you looked at me like... Were you even thinking, like, at all?
No.
Okay. Well, let me try it. Let me get a hit, dude. Of the talkie.
Talkie time.
But yeah, Coin was like, hey, you gotta do the second half outfits for all the characters in your style. And I was like, sick. So I looked up a picture of Giorno because I kind of liked that. And I took the picture of Giorno and then I just kind of looked at it. And I looked at my character that you drew of me. And then I was like, I'm going to turn that into that. So I drew me with this pose that I found. And it came out really good. I was like, awesome. Yeah. This is the...
And you drew you and Addy in the bike.
Mm-hmm. And I drew me in the bike. And I drew another picture of me. And then... Well, here's the thing. Normally in stories, I care a lot less about myself, character-wise.
And when you're drawing, it's a different thing, because you want
to... Well, no. When it was JoJo's, I really... Because when we do our own OCs...
He's the main character.
Right. So, Koi said, for once, because he's always the main character, he said, which is nothing wrong with that, Koi. But he was like, you get to be the JoJo. And I was like, okay, I'm defining the part. We're doing 70s.
Yeah. So we're doing 70s.
We did 70s. And I don't know. I did a lot, and I wanted to redesign my outfit a bunch, so I kept drawing it. And then he was like, well, now you only did you. So I did a really rough sketch. No reference. No, yeah. Like, thought into it. Terrible picture of his character. And then...
I haven't even seen that, have I?
No, it's bad. It was really, really disproportionate and terrible. It wasn't even... Like, sometimes if I don't need a reference a lot of times. I can just sit down and draw, and I can make it look okay, right? And then a lot of times I need a reference to draw good drawing. Like, my I'd consider the other one a pretty good drawing.
Yeah.
And then those are the two. A reference, pretty good. No reference, okay. And this was, like, absolutely mindless. I went down, I drew, and I was like, oh, what is he going to wear? And then I just was like, and then done. And I add some arms to, like, a circle. And then, boom, there was, and yes. And then
that's
right. And, okay. I mean, that's kind of how drawing works. And then I was done. And then I went, yep, no more.
It's perfect.
I had a rough draft of your character where I just gave you a blue shirt, and I was like, okay, that's kind of lame. But yeah, so, that was the
without the time set, we'd be done. I had a plan to do a whole video series on it. We would all voice over our storylines and what would go on. Mm-hmm. And it would have been sick, because I would have just been have it, like, gone over me drawing everybody's character. Overall, I spent, like, 50 hours on that project.
Mm-hmm.
So over the summer. It was crazy. And now we're working on another series where I'm doing everybody as Pokemon trainers. I'm the playable character, so I'm just a young 10-year-old child next to a bunch of grown men.
Yep.
Which is what happens. He's going to be the rival. Yep. So he's going to be a child too, I think, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm going to be a really lame rival. I'm not going to be a cool one.
I thought you were going to be... He's going to be the one you hate. Like, the one you want to beat.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you guys.
We can have two versions of you if you want. What?
No. No, right, I want really sneaky. See, here's the thing. I was the main character once.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I need. I made a real... I think my description of my JoJo was pretty red.
Yeah.
It's not a Dio. You know, why did you try to smoke a talkie again?
It seems like it would be fun.
No, it doesn't. Nobody thinks that.
Look, how it hurts. Okay, so you see a blue talkie, right?
You don't
The
know.
First thing no, that isn't. Comes to my mind is, man, this looks like I can suck on it.
I wanna make a joke, and I can't.
He can, but I'm not going to let him. Am I holding my gunpoint? No.
No, just a talkie point.
Not physically.
Mentally. Mentally, we're there. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, what I'm saying is now I don't need to be cool anymore.
Yeah, so he's going to be the lame character.
I can be the lame characters now. I can be a sidekick. I can be a rival. I can be the villain. I mean, from now on.
I think the plan is for Koi to be the champion. Harrison's going to be the bad guy. What's Raiden going to be?
Raiden is just that cool gym leader.
Okay.
That's what you made him. You drew him, and I was like, okay, he's the cool one.
He's chill, yeah. I really like his original sketch, because it looked like really happy. It just looked really chill. But it looked nothing like him. It still doesn't. But it looked nothing like him.
Well, Raiden never smiles.
Yeah, right. It was hard. I think I ended up not making him smile. I'm not sure, but I'm liking how it's coming along. I think it's going to be nice. Yeah. My character especially, I think I nailed. I can normally say this, but it looks like a playable character.
Yeah, oh, and you did great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done my body yet, or are you just doing my face?
Let me check. Hold on, guys.
This is kind of sick. Well, you pulled it up. Well, can you just cut that part out? But I wanted... this is what I saw. All right. All right, let's check it out.
Where is it?
You just have the exact same iPad as me.
Oh, come on. It's loading.
Trick. Tapping it doesn't make it go faster. It just pauses it. You inhaled?
Yeah. I'm leaving Minecraft. All right, goodbye, Minecraft. Bye.
No.
Sorry, buddy.
Not the craft.
My bad, dude. Do you remember this?
I do. That's us for what we're doing now.
Dude, it's the Serial Killer Podcast.
I love how online I'm... you know how loud I am?
Yeah. Me too. I'm not in person, I guess, too, but...
Here we go. Harrison's the exact same.
Yeah. Okay, let me show you the details. Hold on. You can't even see any of this, but it's there.
Whoa.
Dude, the shading on this thing took so long.
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me watch the replay of this. Video replay time, boys.
Oh, yeah.
That's wrong. 22 seconds. Give me a second, guys. We're working it out. It's the process. I started out and I hated all of this. During this entire thing, I was watching The Great Pretender.
Awesome.
So I was half focused.
My time lapses are never this long.
This long thing is, this is...
This is really long.
7 hours.
What?
So I spent 2 hours working on the outline.
Uh-huh.
And then... 5 hours coloring.
Insane. I mean, it turned out great.
Like, I could have just left it like this and it would have looked fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I went...
The amount of shading, though. Shading is my worst nightmare when drawing.
Dude, I hate shading. I had to make it all look congruent.
Yeah.
That was hard for me.
I just don't know how to shade, you know? My thing is, like, where
it's
do I
so
shade?
Much blending, especially with digital. It's yeah. so hard.
Yeah, I think pencil drawing is so much easier.
Yeah.
In general.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I love this one.
Yeah. What a fantastic drawing. I forgot what you drew me like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did too. Hold on.
Yeah, what did I look like?
That was the group picture. Oh, wait, I think I did.
No, that was the original. Before we...
Oh, this is all of us together. In the stack. Oh! This one. We're going through memory lane, boys.
So yeah.
This might be cut out, might not. If it's here, you're welcome. You're part of the select few that got to see this.
Well.
I mean,
everybody. Oh, here they are. Okay.
Okay, this is...
That's, okay.
Mm-hmm. Koju Yoshimaru.
I love that.
Walking under beam is such a cool stand.
Right? Yeah, I love walking. I love how he's packing, too. I love... That's the first thing I noticed, by the way. You do that, and I was like... And I was like, oh, my God. Walking on a dream is packing.
Dude, this stand... Hold up. Mm-hmm. Let me show you this. This... Okay. Koi's stand went through so much reworking. So, it started out as this. That's what it was, because it was Hamon, and then it went... Like, it was all, I don't know. It was all this.
That's sick. I love the haze effect.
Yeah. And then he was like, no, I don't want that. Restart it. I was like, okay, fine.
I love
it. Fine. Okay. And then this happened. And I was like, this is freaking sick. This took a while.
Yeah.
How long did this take? Oh, yeah, just 5 hours.
Oh, yeah, just 5 hours.
Dude, so much detail in this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the most detail by far. Look at this.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like, so much detail.
I thought it was going in his mouth, though.
Yeah. Dude, I individually shaded all of these. This thing.
That is the most in-depth era, dude. That's sick.
So much work on these. You guys can't see it, but it's, like...
Yeah.
It took so long. That took forever. By far the longest. And then this is Requiem. This one, I was terrified because I had to draw all the vines. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know what? Wind him up. And I was like, uh-oh. So I did. She took so much longer than it should have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't look too detailed.
I love it. No, I love that picture.
This entire project took like 10 hours and it didn't feel like it. It felt like a lot less.
Uh-huh.
So I was disappointed how long it took. Look at this. This is such a long replay. I was like, okay, let me do that. And then... What is it? It's 6 hours on this.
Whoa.
On that. Like, I don't. What did I do for 6 hours?
That sitting pose is hard, though. I don't know. For me, sitting is terrible.
I mean, I can do the pose pretty easily. It's just the coloring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really bad at doing that. I can't color very well. It's so time consuming for me. That's just. Oh, this is my original design for Koi's thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, check out the Regal Direct podcast. He's not going to do anything for a while.
Ever.
We got some. Ever, yeah. I'm kind of disappointed he didn't use the, like, I made him a, what do I do? I made him a profile for
YouTube, right?
Yeah, for his, just, for, Instagram.
Right, and he didn't use.
Like, I gave him this, and he could crop it out.
Mm-hmm, and just have that. That's sick. I think that would be.
I made it smaller, but then he was like, all right, I guess I'm going to use this, and then it looked terrible. I was like, come on, man. You can make it look nifty, man, but you made it look bad. So, I mean, he did that. I don't know. Enough complaining about voice requests. It's Cheez-It time.
Is it?
Grab a Cheeto. Stick it in your mouth.
That was all right.
It was necessary, but it's okay.
So,
what is your... We'll get to the spot one day.
Yeah.
We'll have one podcast dedicated to it.
Not today.
Not today, because I don't know if I have the effort to really do it justice. But we can talk about...
our experiences with it?
No. No, because you need to start with that. That's why the whole podcast.
Hulk Hogan. We're going to be crying by the end of it.
We would. Yeah. One day, we'll just sit down and talk about it. About the creation.
We can do it in Zoom. Oh, dude, we have to do it on a rainy day, though. Rainy day outside, maybe on the porch.
Yeah.
We'll have rain in the background. Sure. That's what we'll do. So, at some point, we're going to hang out. It's going to be rainy. We're going to sit on the porch and talk about it.
You don't know what this is yet, but you will.
I will?
I'm talking to the...
Oh, okay.
They don't know what the spot is.
Yeah, you're right.
But...
That's going to be awesome. We've learned that a lot of people have actually experienced this spot, which is weird because, like Caleb was talking about, I was like, dude, I've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can describe it perfectly. And he's like, no way. I have it written down my notes, and it's almost word for word what that is. What
you described, right.
It's such a distinct place. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that eventually.
I feel like we already started. We opened this can of worms, and I don't think we can.
I mean, we can close it temporarily. It'll be a sneak peek.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say, like, what are like little places to you that just like make you feel really like comfy?
Yeah. Comfy?
Yeah. Comfy.
I like this area. My little desk area.
Mm-hmm.
Feel really comfy doing that happens. I don't know what else. I think it's kind of just this desk area.
Yeah.
On Prudence, Mario during the summer. I can cut this bit out if I need to. Don't find me there. So on Prudence, we're good during the summer. It's so chill there. I don't know. It's like, it's warm. It's happy. I have a group of friends there that I can just hang out with. The sunsets are phenomenal. I don't know. We have like a front water view if we go down to the beach. And it's the sunset fills the entire bay.
That's awesome.
So cool. I think I'm comfy there.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm sorry. I have this problem that, like, well, okay, we'll get to bad habits after that.
Okay, oh yeah.
I have so many. So, comfy places for me are, like, rarely my house.
Oh.
The comfiest
just place, this area for me.
Yeah. The comfiest places for me are very specific.
Mm.
Like, very specific. Like, not just a place, but, like, a place, a time, me doing something in that place around a certain thing or people. Normally, it's by myself. But one that I think a lot of people can relate to is just, like, cozy in a blanket around Christmas time with Christmas carols in the background.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh, hold on.
By a fire.
It changed my mind. So, there's one party we have. No, not the party. No, get rid of the party.
Get rid of that.
Drop that. No.
Stop it. Right. Delete it.
Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
when I'm sitting next to the fire, opening my one gift I get before Christmas. You do that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You get to pick out one gift.
On one gift. Before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always choose a small one. I don't want to.
Same. Yeah. But it's always so meaningful.
Yeah. I was like, yes.
Yes. Let's go.
I think I got like socks. And I was I was. You know.
I always end up getting pajamas, and then I wear them the night before.
Oh, dude. Like, that's so sick.
Right. Christmas has a really special warm place for me. Like it's.
Yeah.
It's less
like
about
Halloween. I love it. I love fall. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Halloween. Halloween is cool, but I love fall.
Well, here's the thing. I love as a concept. Halloween movies more than I love Christmas movies.
Ah.
And I love the Halloween vibes, like spooky vibes. I love drawing spooky things. I love looking at spooky things. I love all that. So Christmas is cool because it's cheerful and everybody's, for some reason, most people are just nicer.
Yeah.
Which is, it's like, why do you gotta choose a month, man?
I mean, for me, I haven't noticed a difference in Christmas. It's just everybody's, like, pretty jolly, you know? Just in general. Like, recently, I feel like I haven't met, like, somebody that's genuinely mean in a while.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I go to school.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that makes sense. I'm in quarantine.
It's a lot of kids are like that.
Yeah. Dude, can we talk about how jerky kids are?
Right.
Like,
everybody feels like they're so, and I mean, not everybody in general, but at least at church and stuff, everybody's really chill. But like,
yeah, that's really chill.
Which is, well, it's great because they're all like, even our age, which you'd normally, like, at least at my school, people on my age mostly, just feel like they have it all together. They feel like they're the stuff, you know? Yeah. They're everything.
Yeah.
And then they don't have it together. They don't know. Mm. I don't know. It's hard to have a genuine conversation with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a genuine conversation. Like, I don't need to get deep with it. When I say genuine conversation.
Oh, yeah. It's just a good connection, I guess.
Well, no, I don't know. When I say genuine conversation, a lot of people will take it as like, oh, you mean just getting deep. You can't have surface level conversation. I mean surface level conversation. Like, a genuine conversation is when the other person is mentally there to me. Like, just not like.
Spacing off.
Or like, just. I don't know. Sometimes you'll be talking to somebody and they'll just change the subject immediately.
Yeah.
Like, just even, like, a say, hi, how's it going, or make a joke with them, then that's a genuine conversation to me.
Yeah. I really don't like one-line conversations.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Sup? Bye.
I don't know. It's like when I'm trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Like, I see these people once a year,
mm-hmm.
and then, I don't know, it's every time it's a new conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It takes so much out of me. Like, I can do the first five houses. I'm just like, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, have a good day. And then it's like, yeah, that was a nice conversation. It was a nice back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to the next house, and they're like, hey, man, love your costume. I'm like, thanks. Like, yours too. And then it's that over and over and over again. And then after a bit, I'm just like, uh-huh, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
I ran out of steam. Because they have to think of a new response, and it has to match with what they're saying. It's not like a normal conversation where you can go back and forth and keep the stuff you've already said, where you can kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a big mind game.
Eventually, it feels like when you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But you can't have the same answer over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's just weird.
But I'd be terrible as like a famous dude. Because he's like, can I have your picture? I'd be like, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, my bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, it'd be awkward.
I don't know. If I was a famous dude, as you said, a famous dude.
Famous dude.
If I was a famous dude, I would pull the George Harrison route and just just try to be chill and nice. And then just like,
I would try. I just don't think I would succeed.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got this.
I didn't know you had TikTok, man.
I reinstalled it.
Why?
Who knows?
You know, you probably have over 30 videos I've sent you.
Well, I lost my account.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to watch these videos?
No, we're not.
Okay, good.
I'm going to show you how many I've sent you.
Oh, man.
Because I recently...
I just download them. That's what I do.
Me too.
I download them, send them to the
chat.
But
sometimes I don't want to download. That much.
They're like 20 at least.
Yeah.
A lot of shirtless dudes.
Yeah. I mean, well, those are the funniest ones. There's a lot of great
I love
ones.
That guy. I love dude, that I dude. Love that guy. I follow him, yeah.
Yeah. I'll show you him later.
All right.
I mean, I think we can almost start to wrap it up here. Oh, bad habits. Talk about bad habits. Right, I was about to say. Bad habits and then school, and we can wrap it up.
Yeah. So, I don't want to mention school bad habits, because a lot of people have those.
Yeah.
And
just bad habits in general.
But bad habits in general is, I have this thing where I'll just get really, like, pissy, I guess. Mm. Like, I get upset.
Yeah.
And then my bad habit is, I guess, I don't want to say I feel like the world revolves around me in that moment, but I feel like I shouldn't have to care about other people because I'm upset and my needs need to be met before I can be happy.
It's not a bad habit. That's just...
It happens.
It happens.
But I really wish it didn't. Like, I'll be really annoyed and then anything anybody says annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really got to my comfiest place. I was working my way up.
Yeah.
But the only thing that really stops me with that... No, it's fine. It's totally fine. There's special ones that are only comfy because they happen, or only special because they happen once a year.
Yeah.
Or once every couple months or something. Mm-hmm. Especially that Christmas one. Everybody has that. You know, I don't really need to elaborate on that. Everybody knows their moment around Christmas.
Yeah.
But mine, in general, is the woods. Especially my woods in nature. I have to go outside. I have to be alone.
Mm.
No people. I love being around animals. I don't know why, but just being away from humans when
it's a great way to take out your
it's really easy
everything.
I don't know, I lay in like patches of moss.
Oh dude, there's that one type of moss.
Oh, you know,
it is so soft. I want my entire house
right just carpet
made of that moss.
Yeah, all dude, the, yeah,
it's crazy. How is it so soft?
I don't know, man, but that's what I do. I take my shoes off, I wear shorts, lay down in this moss, and then I go on an adventure. And I'll say it, I go way back when I'm like a kid mindset, and I just like make up some random story about why I'm in the woods and what kind of adventure I'm on.
It used to be so fun,
right?
Man, but I would do that all the time.
I would do it too, but it's so weird, like when you're doing it with your friends now, because you're like, you can do it by yourself in your head and like out in the nature.
I mean, I would do it with my friend, no question.
I would
do,
okay.
I'll do it with you.
I would do it with you. I'm saying, I don't know about but some, like, well, here's the thing. We had that moment though, if we did it, we'd be like totally in character and we'd be doing all this stuff in the woods. And then we'd look into it, be like,
this is stupid.
This is really dumb. Yeah. And then, but then we, I don't know. That's the thing.
Like, I wouldn't bring it up with like a friend having like, like, I wouldn't be like, hey, dude, you want to go in the woods and play some epic games?
Right. Well, I think of it less
I
as
think
like,
you and Harrison tried. And it was terrible.
Well,
we did it for,
like, I don't mean we try and get into like a make-believe story thing. I mean, you just, you go out there, you just act a little more into it instead of just being, I'm Caleb, you're...
Yeah, not my character, just like do it.
You're you, but you just give yourself a reason and try and be a little bit more into it. Like, me and Harrison did it with each other.
What was that? Was that fun?
It was really fun. We went out and we were like... We named every place we went to and then gave it a backstory.
There's a time limit?
Yeah, it's up to an hour.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, that's fun. Can we pause it? Well, we're going to edit out, so we'll be fine.
We'll edit a bunch.
All yeah. right. Yeah, continue.
But yeah, we just kind of give it. I can go more into it with just you later. But
right.
Yeah.
That's sick.
The bad habit is just doing that. And then another bad habit, I'll get this one out really, really quick, hopefully, is... I'll just
I fooded.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, it's not good. It's a bad one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Well, you say you try and get everything out.
So, first bad habit, farting. Alright, moving on.
That's it. That's
just
it.
Big time wasters, man. Like,
yeah.
If I didn't have my phone, I feel like my life would be so much easier.
Yeah, I didn't have any electronics, and I lived in the woods by myself. I made up a song the other day when I was treading through the woods.
Oh, I love making up songs, but I'm really bad at them.
I just go along with it. It was sick. I was like, I want to leave in the woods. And I was strutting around with my bamboo stick I found, which I kept, and it was my freaking guy. It was my sword. And I was going around. And then that's when I went home and drew that picture of the guy with the hat and all this stuff on it. Because I was like, that's sick. Just, I don't know, thinking of stuff. But yeah, that was making up songs, walking around the woods, finding new places, giving them backstories.
Yeah.
For each little area you find, and giving making a map. I made a map.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. You brought that.
I should have. That would have been sick. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I lost a bad habit. I just totally lost it.
I don't know what other bad habits I have.
I have a lot. I have so many, and somehow I'm just blanking.
Yeah, me too. I have, like, if I could cut out all the bad habits, my life would be amazing, but I can't.
Well, yeah.
Like, I really want to start working out.
But I did, for, like, a solid week, I worked out every day, and I felt really good about myself. And then I just didn't one day, and then never did it again.
Dude, I worked out for, like, a month, and it was the happiest I've ever been.
Mm.
I was, like, that was when I was really into posting TikToks.
Yeah,
like, I had such a good time doing that. It was quarantine, it was no school.
Yeah, it was cool. I actually liked watching this.
Yeah, that was fun. But then I stopped doing it, and I got logged into my account, and I stopped working out, and I was, I don't know.
Yeah.
A little bit of a dip.
What? What? Hold on.
All right, we have 2 minutes.
Do you have a... I need to charge it.
All right.
I'm done.
All right. Anyway, guys... we're going to skip the school segment. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. This was not planned at all, as you can tell. It's Halloween. Hopefully it's Halloween when we post this. I hope you guys enjoyed. It was fun to record. I'm glad we're back doing this, man. See you guys in the next one. Adios. So, over this week, or past 2 weeks, I guess, I've been watching this anime. Neon Genesis Evangelion. So, to start things off, what the frack, dude? This is like taking Devilman, making it so much more confusing. And having two extra movies on top of that, one being a recap that somehow made me more confused than I was before. And the other one being, I would say it was a good ending. I like that ending. I don't know if I like it better or worse than the last two episodes of Evangelion. But I don't have words for how I don't want to say rough. It was rough. It was rough. They used that MA rating. Let me tell you, jeez, man. Like, dude, it is Devilman on steroids somehow. And for whatever reason, I just really like that type of show. I can't explain why. I couldn't tell you, honestly. I have no idea. But I don't know, man. It was weird. It was wild. I would say go watch it, and I will go watch the show. But I had to watch a video on what the ending was, and I don't do that often. And I know the reason behind it, right? It's pretty clear, I would say. You just don't know. Well, it's all a blur until a certain point. Basically, it starts out as a normally paced anime. It's almost like a slice of life, but it leans more towards battle mech anime. And it's really good. Until you get to episode 15? 15 and 16 just go off the rails. 1 minute, we have everybody getting torn to shreds by an angel. And then the next minute, bloobity blah blah blah. What the freak is Shinji doing, man? He's merged in the gooby glop, the goobly goops of human stuff, and then he's in his mind, then he's talking with himself, then he's talking to characters we met along the way, and they're versions of themselves inside Shinji's mind, and then, oh, what? Uh-oh. Other stuff happens, and then, there we go. We have Asuka. She's there. There she is. Oh, is that... Dude, is that Shinji's mom? Yo, is that Rei? Dude. And then it goes on and on and on. And then suddenly, we have my boy Shinji. He's come to grips with himself. He finally likes himself after
a long time of hating himself. and then everybody claps for him. And then that's it. That's the anime. And then it goes on to the movie. The movie's... It's that, except with even more layers, where everybody dies, everyone's dead, and then it's only Shinji. It's only Shinji and Ayanami. I think that's her name. There, another, yeah, it's Asuka and one of the A's. I think it's Ayanami. I don't know, dude. It's whack, my guy. It's pretty whack-a-mole. They're all dead. Oh, freak, dude. They're all dead. And then it's the end of the world. Everybody's that's it. That's the end of humanity. Everybody's merged into the gloobity gloop again. Except this time, Shinji, this time you kill Asuka. You little meanie head, you kill the Asuka in your brain. And you hate yourself because you're a dummy head. A big, stupid dummy man. And then, boom, guess what, Shinji, you freaking did it, dog, you saved humanity. Just kidding. You saved humanity, but everybody's dead again. So you gave yourself physical form, you gave, who else? Asuka, you give Asuka physical form. Rei is standing there menacingly next to you. As Asuka's like, Shinji, I'm dead, but I guess I'm alive or something's happening. But then he strangles her. Right, and then she comforts him while he's strangling her, and then he stops strangling her, and then starts crying, and then fades to black, and that's it. That's all that happened, and then it's credits for an hour, and I'm so confused, dude. I don't know what happened. This entire show, it has me messed up, dude. This has been a rough 2 weeks. Now I'm standing here at 11:24 a.m. recapping the entirety of Evangelion, man. And dude, let me tell you something. It's something else, dude. It's something else. I'm not gonna post this. If I do, you're welcome. This is a solo podcast. I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't tell you. It's weird. Honestly, it's kind of strange. That's all I have to say. That's Evangelion in a nutshell. I miss all the characters. They're all gone. Shinji was cool, but now he's strangling Asuka. Rip, poor Asuka. Okay, I gotta talk about the recap, which I thought was gonna be another ending. It wasn't another ending. It was barely even a recap. It was key scenes from the anime, all stitched together out of order, and it made me want to die. So that was an hour and 30 minutes of my life I'll never get back. If you enjoyed this little tidbit in my life of anime watching, too bad. Goodbye.